Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. The Republicans are finally, thank you, Speaker Johnson, we are actually doing good stuff now. They actually voted to impeach Joe Biden's impeachment. They started the process with the impeachment inquiry. That gives them legal access, subpoena power, and West Warrants that they could do what they need to get the information, and they will get them out. This is all legal stuff. Unlike what the Democrats did with Trump, this is actually the legitimate stuff, because what the Democrats did, they circumvented the rules of law and just went into impeachment without getting everything, and just fell in the face of the Senate. But the bottom line is here, they actually have the grounds and the power to actually get the information. And if you defy subpoena power now, you are going to go to jail. And to that extent, arrest warrant for Hunter Biden has been issued. And if Joe Biden tries to deflect or tries to prevent it, he will be taken out too and arrested too for his accessory after the fact as contempt. You cannot, there's a thing about warrants that you should understand. When you're subpoenaed to appear before a judge, or a subpoena before somebody, if you defy a subpoena, you could go to jail for it. And it's not civil, it's criminal. And because of that, they actually have the power to do that. And what Hunter Biden did this morning with his little hair-jerking speech all this is going to do is backfire. Instead of facing 17 years in prison, he's now looking at 25 to life. And that's just, and there'll be a lot more coming down because now he is criminally, he is now being criminally charged in Congress too. And that's a big thing. So it's a big thing. I'd also like to thank Byron Daniels, who actually introduced the impeachment inquiry motion on the floor. He gave a 9-minute speech, which we have on videotape. And you can go to my social media networks, Facebook and True Social and Twitter and X and others, and to watch that 9-minute speech. You also probably will be able to see part of it on Newsmax and RSBN to do it. And he broke down all the criminal activities that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the crime syndicate, and James Biden and others did straight down the line. The evidence is there, and the warrants and subpoenas are now going out. And we're going to have a lot of fun come January and as we go into it to get finally exposed to corruption known as the Biden crime syndicate that's been going on since Joe Biden was involved in from the Senate all the way on. You got to remember, he was supposed to be the poor man guy in the Senate, and he ends up leaving the Senate to become VP with multi-millions of dollars and property and everything else and where the money came from. And now we're going to know. There is a paper trail. There's a banking trail. There's bank statements. There's wire transfers. All that stuff is out there. And now we have, because of the inquiry, we now legally have the power to grab them all. And anyone denies it could end up losing everything. And so let me introduce my co-host, Scarlett. Any comments about today's events?
What's
going to
happen next?
Well, tomorrow they got some work to do. I'll put that in, and then they're going, and then I believe they're back after the holidays after that. I'm not sure if there's anything going on next week.
So how long does this process now that they're in the throes of it?
It can take weeks. It shouldn't take that long. They already needed was the power the legal power to get all this stuff, because the White House kept saying you didn't vote for it. There's no quarry because it's not legal. Now they got it, and now there's no excuse for them. So they have to give it, or they'll
they
be in contempt, and they're going. Anyway, we do have. We actually have a call called Anonymous. This is going to be interesting. Let's see what this caller has to say. Okay.
Yes, sir. I just tuned in. I'm just listening to you guys to become more informed.
Okay. That's fine. Any questions or anything?
Well, I'm going to hang out in the queue in order to be better informed. I'm just listening. Okay. I've heard some of what you are speaking regarding. But I think you just made a good point. I think you said with these, the House of Representatives having approved the inquiry, now they can issue subpoenas and actually gather additional information. So,
right.
That's
banking statements, wire transfers, all that type of stuff. And it forces the White House to comply on the guidelines of law.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you believe Biden is just a congenital liar? Now, he said that he did not profit from his son's deals. Hunter
right.
Biden. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We know that's a lie. The money, 10% for the big guy, the checks are coming in, the canceled checks are coming in. The Bidens like to circumvent the IRS and usually say loan repayments and stuff like that, but we know that's not true. And the testimonies, witness blowers, there were a lot of different things out there, whistleblowers and of course all the witnesses and the statements are coming out. The head of Burisma said that he had to pay $5 million to Hunter, $5 million to Joe Biden, and it turned out to be a little bit more now. That they said it's about $15 million that was exchanged to the Bidens. And of course, the phone call Dallas, Maine, because they want to do an investigation into the original attorney, the original attorney general, the district attorney over in Ukraine, was investigating Burisma, and so Joe Biden, one of his VPs, said that he was going to withhold, I believe it was $6 billion in help for Ukraine unless they got rid of the investigator. And lo and behold, a few hours later, they got rid of the investigator to get the money. So that's influence peddling right there, among other things, and extortion.
Absolutely. And one other observation. If these laws are so hideous and heinous, but yet they do everything they can to avoid them, why do they seek enforcement on the weaker citizenry? Do you follow my question?
Yeah, that's because that's a very good question. Because they're dictators. Everything they accuse Trump of doing or being is exactly what they are. It's
I think you're 100% accurate. Let me go back on mute, and I'll just continue to listen to you guys. Thank you.
Okay, if you need, you can always raise your hand if you want to call in. You want to say something, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that was a great little conversation. Okay, I put him in Corey. So that was interesting. But, you know, he's right. What we are seeing is that everything that that they accuse Trump of is exactly what they do in all the way.
The same way they did it to go after Nixon.
Nixon actually did. He had that little group of people, used the CIA or others out there to spy on the Democratic Party. That's Watergate, and the so-called burglary. Actually, they were trying to get information on what the Democrats were doing, and they screwed it up. But G. Gordon Liddy became famous over that, among others. It's politics is a crooked game, and Nixon paid for it. He resigned, never really recovered from that.
So let me ask you, did the Congress do the same way they're doing it now?
Yes, actually. Congress was actually doing the same way. They were going to impeach him, but the problem was, The thing was that they actually put getting the information and going hearings and stuff like that, and as the more they're going into the impeachment inquiry, the more information coming in, they actually forced Nixon to actually resign before he got impeached, and that's what that was. Biden, on the other hand, will not do that. Biden will not do that. Biden is so power hungry, and he's so ambitious, because it's not just the power of being president, but it's the power of the White House and using and trying to get money to sell his office. He uses James Biden and Hunter Biden and others to sell access to whatever he was doing, from the Senate all the way up to the people.
The Clintons did in the White House.
Clintons had their own issues in some ways. Bill Clinton was more into sex and playing games and stuff like that. Hillary's more corrupt. Yeah, they have access that way. But Hillary Clinton was more corrupt than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was a sex fiend, both a pedophile and a regular. And don't forget, back in Arkansas, the Clintons were very big drug runners. Air America is a good movie for that. When it comes to that, it's a true story about using the fields in Little Rock, Arkansas, to fly in drugs behind the scenes using this, various agencies. That's a big thing there.
Biden hasn't been impeached yet. They're starting.
No. This is the process is starting. What they're doing is they're doing it the right way. This way, when we get to this, with all this evidence that's being piled up in Congress, there's no way that the Senate could look the other way. with all the evidences, and they know it, and the people in the Senate know it. And we'll see how it goes, but it won't happen until at least February.
Chuck Schumer does not do it.
Chuck Schumer, he has to, by law, go through the motion. Now, the question is, will they... No, he does. He will be arrested on the spot if he don't, and he knows it. They already told him that. See, the difference between... They have to, it's called a trial. There is no choice. It's a procedure set up since the 1700s. He has no choice to do it. He can't say completely what.
He's going to do hanky-panky.
He'll be arrested. He knows it. They already gave him his rights. Everyone that said they straight down. Everyone in Congress knows the rights. One of the things about the impeachment inquiry, everyone knows what the rights of this, what the laws is. It makes it official. They can't escape anything. It's binding.
How many people in Congress are complicit to Biden?
I can name you a couple. AOC, she's been warned that she's going to go down. Nancy Pelosi, the guy Shifty Shift, the guy, I can't think of the guy's name right now. There's a bunch of them out there, but it's the ultra left. And there's a woman in a Congress that calls Republicans domestic terrorists. She's a nutcase totally, and she has no intelligence. She's probably worse than AOC, and that's a lot to say. The squad is in trouble. There's a bunch of them. But if you know, one of the good things about the peace inquiry, as regard the evidence, you don't want to be an accessory. Because you could be looking at 15, 20, 30 years in jail. Your careers are over. And you really don't want to be an accessory. So eventually, because they have the legal background, legal abilities to actually charge accessories.
Mitch McConnell took money from Ukraine. They took money.
He's going to be under... Well, Mitch McConnell, I heard rumors that sometime after that he's done, he's retiring at the end of this year. He's waiting to see who wins the election for governor in Kentucky, and that will determine if he's going to resign, because the Republican governor will appoint the new senator, and that's what he's waiting for. But he is resigning. He's very sick. He won't admit it, but he is very sick. He's doing many strokes.
You know what someone told me yesterday, switched topic out, that Bruce Springsteen has cancer?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't want to get involved with that part.
I told it to somebody, and they told me that the boss has cancer. I don't know, because I haven't seen anything on it.
No, I really don't know. I know we're going to get off topic on that. But, I have no clue at all so on that part. But the thing is that, the Senate passes a mammoth annual defense policy bill. That is not going to go anywhere in the House. The deal is this. In the House... They will not agree to any spending bill unless the border is secure. They're getting pressure, and the House is getting pressured by the Heritage Foundation, among others, to make sure that we secure our borders first. America first.
And that's going to be that Biden won't sign it.
That's an obvious why he needs to go, but. At least we are doing what we have to do for the American people.
Okay.
Now, the good news for Trump is that the 2020 election trial in D.C. has been suspended by the courts because of what's going on. And the Supreme Court is announcing that they're going to eliminate the J6 cases. And give these people that was in prison since J6 will be exonerated automatically, and they go find ways to pay them back through let the states and the Democrats and the other people pay it back even through their hides. And that's what's happening there. That's why they postponed or delayed or kicked the Trump trials. There's two of them that's now being delayed. Another one's gone to the Supreme Court, and that's going to take that one up. And that's the one in D.C., and that one's going to get kicked soon. So Trump is going to end up getting everything done in the next few days or weeks. Meanwhile, the one in New York and in downtown New York, that case, they ended the case. They arrested. And we're working on that. So we'll see where that goes. It's already set up to go to the Supreme Court if we have to on that one, because the judge and the Attorney General, Letitia James, both are violating the laws and their oaths, and they should be charged for treason. All these people are doing election interference, and they all should be all charged for treason. And they're getting the heat, and they're going to go, and they know they're in trouble. So that's a big thing there. Now, as far, that's very important, and we really need to understand that. Parental rights is a big issue right now across the country. What's happening with Biden wants to indoctrinate our kids, not just with the CRTs, but also with they want to get these kids to be gay or transgender or whatever else to indoctrinate and recruit them. And if they don't start doing this type of policies in the schools, he's going to eliminate the school lunch program as a form of blackmail. Talking about dictatorship, again, Biden is the dictator. The Democrats / communists are the dictators, not the Republicans. We're trying to, and one of the reasons why Lungdon won in Kentucky, in Virginia, is because of parental rights. And the American people had enough with parental rights. They had enough of the government saying that they should that they're the charge of the kids and not the parents. U.S. parents need to stand up and be counted and fight for the school boards and win that over and make sure the kids are being taught reading, writing, arithmetic, and not to hate themselves or hate this country or to be something they're not. You got to be able to be – these kids have to learn to be able to be comfortable in their own skin and not worry about something else. They need to learn how to be – possibly make America great again, another thing. Anything new, Scarlett?
No, I'm listening to you. Okay. I'm waiting for the president to be impeached.
Well, that is the process we're working on. They did the first major step, and the Democrats and the communists, because that's what they are livid. And so are the left-wing, and so are the mainstream media.
When is the Iowa caucus?
Iowa caucus is on January 15th. Trump is speaking in Iowa right now amongst thousands of people, and everywhere he goes, he fills the room up. He gets people outside. They love him left and right, it's amazing. By the way, the RNC has dropped.
How is our governor doing a debate by himself?
There is no more debates. It's not sponsored by RNC. They pulled it as of Friday. There is two debates supposedly next month, and that's hosted by CNN, but it's not an RNC-sponsored debate anymore. They pulled out because they know Wing Dingbats. It's time to hang it up. Trump is up by 30, 40, 50 points
across the board. Is the governor and his wife in trouble for the bullshit they pulled?
Yeah, they're in trouble. There's some movement to see if they could sanction them or fine them some money or stuff like that. Ignorance is not defense.
You should audit him where he's getting his money.
We know where he's getting his money. He's getting it from a lot of the think tanks and stuff, the anti-Trump stuff. But it's not. He's fading big time. It's Nikki Haley that is getting all the getting some Democrat donors and
that.
Yeah, and some
she's
other stuff.
That.
And she's not going anywhere. And in fact, she's starting to go down too.
Mansion
has filed paperwork for a 3-month trial to run as an independent candidate for the No Name Party. The No Name Party is headed by Joe Lieberman, going back in the day, that he just discovered what they call the No Name Party, and he's looking at Manchin as the leader there. There was a couple others that might have been in, but Manchin, that's it.
Some more votes, Bobby or Joe Manchin?
Bob Kennedy, Bobby, he's been polling somewhere around 20%. But if you put Manchin, that cuts down a little bit. And Biden,
is
soon as you put
Manchin, taking from Biden is 20%?
No, look, Biden. If you add Trump, Biden, Manchin, and Kennedy, Trump wins by 10. Biden is down to the upper 20s to low 30. And then Bobby Kennedy and Manchin, but we will see where that goes. It's really interesting to see that because I don't know how many people remember Ross Perot,
George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, George Herbert Walker Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush lied to the people.
Yeah,
he said no new taxes. And that
right.
Fuckery, you know, people don't like that shit.
So
you know,
that's a big thing.
God.
By the way, going back to the economy a little bit, by the way, it's Bill Clinton's people that said it's the economy stupid. Well, Bidenomics is failing everyone. And the economy, and this economy is stupid. You go, you know, he kept saying all this stuff, and inflation's 3.1%. No, you know what? Yeah, what's the last time he went shopping in the supermarket?
It's at 50%. It's insane.
Yeah.
But
not
raising the interest rates, that's going to cause some interesting ruffled feathers.
Yeah, there was a report. Yeah. Okay,
inflation
is still there and not raising interest. They're trying to save the housing industry as little as possible because the housing
can't. Because prices are still going up because
yeah.
They're printing money.
So
what's happening
there is that they're misreading or they're purposely misreading things because people, the American people, and I talk to thousands every day practically tens of thousands. In the last year, I would say probably 500,000 people I talked to somewhere down the line doing what I'm doing. And everyone that we talk to, they're having a very hard time to go from paycheck to paycheck.
Do you know how much
and pay the bills.
Chicken is now? A whole chicken has actually reached $15.
You know, it's crazy. It really is.
Say, a good cut of beef is around $60. Okay?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's really bad news.
One lemon is $1. One lemon.
That is definitely.
I mean, I don't eat fast food. I don't do that anymore because it's not good for me. But Burger King's at a good number. What are they at? $16 or $17 for the a bundle? That's insane. That stuff used to be, what, $8 or $9. You used to have a real big deal on it.
Yes.
You know? Now they're $5 or $4.
One thing I forgot to touch on, I should do it, is that the Boston mayor, Mayor Wu, and no relations to, Mayor Wu planned a racially segregated holiday party for elected officials where whites are banned from attending. Similar racist activities are often organized by the left. Mayor Wu is the mayor of Boston.
Who put up a Satan display? Who did that one?
In Iowa. That was done in Iowa. The governor of Iowa, who actually went and endorsed DeSantis, said that, you know, she doesn't approve of Satan, but because of the First Amendment and free freedom of speech, she allowed it inside the Capitol building. I would have said... She's become a deep state. She's just proven that she's not as conservative as could be. You can still have freedom of speech, but you can put it outside someplace, but not inside the Capitol.
She's indoctrinating.
That's one of the problems with DeSantis. You know, DeSantis was good down here in Florida up until
a
point.
He was a fake. He took everybody's ideas and stole them and made them happen, and he thinks he's the king shit.
There's a big problem there with him. He is circumventing a lot of stuff down here in Florida that he normally would have. And a lot of people in Palm Beach County as well as Broward County is very upset with him right now.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
He used him when he was running for governor. He used him.
Yeah, no. Trump endorsed him, and he wound up and won.
Yeah.
If he didn't get endorsed by Trump, he would have lost. So that's the big thing. Then Trump is one thing he likes is loyalty, and if you go and backstab him, he's not him. So that's a big thing there.
Backstabbing his scum.
No, so that's what's and DeSantis has a track record of backstabbing people these days, including the people in Palm Beach and Broward County, and that's a big thing.
He's a dog.
I think he listened. I think his biggest problem with DeSantis, he listened to the to people like the Bushes and the Ryans and the deep state.
He's one of them.
You know, so that's a big thing. But
he's a Navy officer.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jack. You know,
he
was a JAG officer. You know, and he should have been better off with that.
One of them. He is in on it. He's always been there. I think we were suckered.
Maybe, but the point. Maybe, but he did a lot of good when he was governor for a while, and then he went flipped.
He took all our ideas. Okay? I don't think he really gave a rat's ass about anybody except himself. He put on a show. I think even when his wife had cancer, he didn't give a shit.
Oh, by the way, she must have seen the handwriting on the wall. The U.S. judge on Wednesday paused a federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election while the former U.S. president mounts an appeal claiming he is immune from charges. He is under the Constitution. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump's ongoing appeal temporarily halts all activity that would move the case forward. Trump has said
because
that she could still
have... Because they passed for him. He had immunity. He was the president. He didn't even break the law.
Right.
They made
so
us.
She's trying,
because they're
she's
fucking
trying to, yeah, she's trying to force her past rulings, including the gag order, that limits Trump's statements of prosecutors and witnesses while the case...
Up on
but
it.
That's
but
been forced
found
to.
Out that she is a liar and a fraud, and she's a con, and she got caught with her panties down.
Right. And so the case, and it's going to go, that's heading right to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is going to throw that out, and the Supreme Court is going to throw out the J6 stuff that's already in the, and also in the Supreme Court.
Let those people free in jail. All of them. Cowboys,
the people that need to be in jail, people that need to be in jail are Nancy Pelosi.
The one that killed Ashley Babbitt.
Yes, the one that killed Ashley Babbitt, Capitol Police officer.
She was wearing a Trump hat. Who does that? That was premeditated murder. That is hanging. That is death penalty. Taking that life, that innocent sweetheart. Unbelievable. Well, the tables are going to be turning, folks, because all you little scumlings are going to get the news. They're going to get the news. Oh, yeah. You people are done. All of you. All of you. Because we're going to find you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to have our tribunal. And we're going to find you guilty. And then your termination will be death with hanging.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you, here's a quote from Cash. If you violate the trust of the people and broke the law and intentionally put out false information, you should be held accountable. That's Cash argues that when it comes to Trump, the media has gone away with far too much. A substantial push of the public is now catching on. They are now realizing what they were told during Russiagate was a lie. They are now realizing what they were told about the 51 Intel letter was a lie.
Fox News is up there in the shit.
Yeah. That's from Cash Patel, by the way.
Good. Okay. I'm for
And that's
anybody,
a big thing.
Anybody in our room?
Going in and out. CNN forced to read their own polls on there showing Trump eclipsing Joe Biden anywhere from 4 to 10 points. CNN can't even, they're actually having a problem with that.
You know what we need? Two things. We need the snake poem.
I can give you that.
And a song. What kind of song?
Well, snake poem. I don't know. Let me get the snake. Let me see if we can get
that.
Okay, we'll put up the song. We got two calls. We got another call in here.
Okay,
352. Who are you, and what's your question?
Hey, what's up? This is Jedi Capricorn calling from Central Florida. The Independent Capricorn Party. How are you tonight? Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
How can we help you?
I used to broadcast on Blog Talk Radio back in my Madden days, and I just got back on the site. I'm going to be starting the show. But are you a political show?
We kind of do everything on this sun. We do politics. We do media. We do news. Entertainers, actors,
sports.
Right on. Well, okay, I got two things for you I wanted to let you know about. Number one is Tommy DeVito, the rookie quarterback of the New York Giants who just beat the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. Forget about it. The Giants Mafia is born. Swifties, Bills Mafia, Giants Mafia, buddy. Tommy Cutlets is going to take them right to the Super Bowl this year. Put all your money on the Giants.
Yeah, right. They have to get to the playoffs first.
They beat the shit. No, they beat the shit out of. But they beat Green Bay, who was on a 3-game winning streak. And anytime the Giants sneak into the playoffs, underrated.
That's gonna be amazing if they do.
Everybody said they couldn't do it with Jeff Hostetler, and they won. And Eli Manning, they beat the Patriots twice, 18-1. Never put count the Giants out. Once the playoffs start, if we get in, it's a 3-game season.
The other thing I discovered.
And my birthday is Christmas Day, and after seeing Robert De Niro's commentary about Donald Trump, I figured it out. He is the Antichrist, the father of all lies. So when they finally lock him up, if a civil war starts up, get ready and tell your callers to get ready and follow Kitty Militia and Capricorn Productions USA. Because if all these Trumpies think they're going to do what they did on January 6th with their potato guns and their magic marker body paint nationwide.
Yeah, except for January 6th, it was set up by Pelosi and the left. And
yeah,
we got actually a video proven.
That's part
we
of the big lie. I got
video
from French videographers that were inside the Capitol, and I used to live on the Hill. Those people broke in the windows, broke in. Trump was at the Ellipse saying, march down and fight like hell. He told all those people through the oath keepers and the Proud Boys
he actually said, make your voice heard peacefully and law-abiding. If you heard the whole
he was at the Ellipse saying, we're going to go down there and fight like hell and trial by combat. And on social media, people mob there.
And we could continue to do that and get the information out. A couple things. Talk about the truth. One, they won a couple games. Their chances with that division, what they're in, with the Philadelphia and with Dallas in it, the chances of them winning the playoffs is very slim at all.
Is this the last week of football?
No, we got three, four weeks left. I think 17 weeks.
I have to do my team.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two is Trump is not an antichrist. He's the opposite of that. Trump is what's Trump is make America great. He believes in individual greatness, that we all have the abilities
to live
to
your
help
dream,
fulfill,
to do great stuff with yourself and
right.
your life and to be happy and have joy.
He supports the Constitution. He wraps himself in the flag, and he is out there taking the bullets, because if they get rid of
really?
Him, they'll be going after us. What they're doing to him, imagine what, and he's surviving it right now. Imagine
well,
all the damage he could do to you and me and everyone else. That they could do.
Jail on both so
right.
they did do. Okay?
Right. Yeah. So, again, what they're doing to him, they can do to us.
America.
That's
it's real.
Now,
I'm knocking on your door.
Right.
Pulling
now,
your ass
you
out,
know,
pulling you off.
Look at the Capital Punishment, the movie, and see what they did to people that weren't even there
right.
on J6. So look at
right.
that. Look at systematic deception.
Because they were conservative.
Look at
because they can't
look
love
at,
their nation. That's right.
Yeah. Look at Denise D'Souza's movie, The Police State. That just was out there.
Yeah.
Start watching that. It's very important because under Biden and the communist Democrats, the police state.
They're dictators.
Now,
they want to
right.
have all the royalties and us to be in shit. And look what they're
everything,
doing.
Everything they
right.
accuse Trump of doing, they're actually the ones doing it.
They do it. Right.
Okay,
they
let's call it deflection.
They tried to deflect it and make it look like he was the criminal. He's
right.
no criminal. He was just tail off to earn all he
yeah.
did. He did it
exactly.
legitimately. And then
okay. Anyway, here's the snake poem. On her way to work one morning, down the pass alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I take you in, I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake that she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you bit me even. Why? And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was the snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh, tender woman. Please take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now, that's what's happening. Now, that is exactly what's going on. Not only in the Trump does it reasons because of the southern border, what we're taking in and stuff. But there were 1.8 million getaways that came into this country so far under Biden. We don't know where they are, who's terrorists, who is not. We do know they're here. And what's happening in Israel with Hamas could happen here because of that and much more. We could revisit 9/11 because of the dangers that I put in, because of the Biden and his deliberate attempt to destroy this country, and that's what it is. And also, every Democrat, AOC, the squad, all that are the snakes. But if you want to get rid of the head of the snake in this country, you have to get rid of Obama and all the people associated with him. And the left,
right.
and the left-wing media, the deep yeah. state, and all that stuff. But the head of the snake is Obama, just like the head of the right. snake out in the Middle East is Iran, and because Hamas is just a puppet of Iran. Iran controls the Muslim Brotherhood. They control the Hamas. They control Hezbollah. They control the people down in Yemen that are firing missiles at us and on ships and elsewhere. You want to get rid of if you want to eliminate terrorism around the world, you have to get rid of Iran and you have to get rid of Obama, and that's how you do it. And you got to allow Israel to do what they have to do, because right now Joe Biden is speaking out both sides of the mouth. Yeah, he says he supports Israel, but he attacks Israel every which way he gets, and he gives billions of dollars to people like Iran that want to destroy Israel. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. We're running out of time. I want to get to see if the gentleman that's in the queue has any questions before we end the show. Hello, Anonymous. Do you have any questions? How do you like the show? Anonymous? Anyway, how did you like the show?
Oh, great show. I think you cover some very important and relevant issues, so that's good. Keep it up. Thank you.
Okay. Anytime you call, we're on Sundays at 7 p.m. and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anytime. I'd like to thank all those in the chat room that've been coming in and out, listening to us and saying things. And I want to thank Scarlett, my co-host. You have anything to say, Scarlett? I guess you should. Go ahead.
I'm going to I'm tired.
Okay. Because we are ending the show in a few minutes.
Scarlett saying, God bless America. God bless Israel. Happy Hanukkah, and I will be back on Sunday. And, you know, you never know. We don't know. So stay tuned, and we keep you abreast of what's going on abroad and locally, nationally, and regionally. Good night, everybody. Bye.
And I'd like to thank everybody that's listening to us in the chat room and everywhere else. And again, great news today. The impeachment inquiry has been voted on and it's been approved. We got the indictments coming down now. They got the power, legal power, to actually do what they need to do to get the information to impeach the most crookedest president this country's ever seen in the history of our country, our union, we need to do that. And we need to do that sooner than later. So we got the power now. Hunter Biden, of course, didn't show up into the deposition. He is now contempt of Congress, and because of the power of the inquiry, they now have the power to arrest him for contempt, and they're doing that. And we'll continue with that. And of course, the Trump Washington D.C. case has been suspended pending the outcome of his appeal to find out about if he's got immunity, which of course he does as president of the United States. So this case in D.C. is going to get thrown out within the next few days or weeks. And the Supreme Court has a couple of other cases going, the J6 case and a bunch of others. That's going to knock all of this stuff out. We got to understand something. When we go, and I'm talking to people flying elsewhere right now that are getting ballot initiatives on the ballot, be careful on these initiatives, because unless you read them and understand them, you're going to be voting away your rights. The ballot initiative on abortion is not for exceptions to rules. It's to eliminate all of the rules, and so they can have abortion on demand, kill babies whenever they want to. So you got to understand that, and I would vote against it, and you must vote against it. There's petitions right now going around to make sure that gets defeated. We do not want that on the ballot, and if it gets on the ballot, we do not want it to pass. They need 60%+ to get it passed in the state of Florida, but we cannot allow that to happen. But we do support Trump's vision, and Trump says that it's the right to life. The only time we accept an abortion is if it's the health of a mother or incest or rape. Otherwise, abortion should be illegal in this country everywhere. And that's what it should be, because the baby, the unborn child, has the right to live just like everyone else. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Speaker of the House, for pushing through and getting the vote. It was 221 to 212 to impeach, to the impeachment inquiry. Thank you so much for that. We know that the Senate tried to bypass the House when it comes to the funding for like Ukraine and stuff like that. It's never going to pass the House. That the national security bill is never going to pass it, because it has nothing to do with supporting the border wall or securing our border. We have to do that first, America first, and then go from there. I want to thank everybody again, and Doc Northwest Media, thank you again for jumping in late, and we'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. So have a very pleasant evening, everyone, and keep up the fight and keep up fighting America first. God bless you. Let's make America great again.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. We'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And have a very pleasant week, and we'll see you then. And don't forget our call line, 515-602-9657. Give us a call on Sunday evening, and we'll just take up where we left off. Have a great evening.